Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Chav Gimel of Beis. We're 9 lines from the bottom. Of Shnayim Shekitshu Shtei Achayos. The next part of the Mishnah, that if two people who are not brothers, they marry two sisters, but they don't know which one they married, each one has to give them a divorce. They have to give them a get. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina, Kedushin Shem Mishnah Labia, Havi Kedushin. The fact that the Gemara was assuming at this point, the Hanacha was, that each of them didn't know at the time that they were even getting married who each one was, and therefore you couldn't have never at any point been able to have relations with these women because at the end of the day, you didn't know who they were. Yet the Mishnah tells us, Beferish, that is going to be valid. But that's a whole second question in Mesechus Kedushin, whether Kedushin Shem Mishnah Labia is valid. So Gemara says, no, Hachanami, you don't have to say that. Kshehukru, and the Wasof Nisarva, that first you did know, and only afterwards did they get mixed up, that each sister of the twins, you don't know, they said, oh, Itaka was a Reuven who I agreed to marry, Shimon, and they don't know, and you don't know, and everything becomes one big balagan, but first you didn't realize that. Says the Gemara, Daika, and I mean, it's actually Meduik in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, Dekatani ve'ein yodea, that he doesn't know. It sounds like at present he doesn't know, in the present. Velokatani ve'ein yadua, that he didn't know ever. That Taka sounds like it's the case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "Amai Kamashva." So what's the Mishnah teaching us that when a person you have to divorce each of the women? It's Pashat. They now get confused. You don't know which one is your HSH, Isser Daraisa, Isser Skila, and which one is your wife. Obviously, you'll have to divorce her. So says the Gemara, "Seifa Isser Klay." No, I need it for the Hemshek. But he says that Meisur, if they died without having the chance to get divorced yet, and they didn't have any children yet, so then you're going to have the Shaila of Yibam Lazeh. And then this one, Reuven, our example, and that one, Gershon, our two brothers, as the example used last time, Hayachid Cholet L'Shteyen, that the one who Reuven only has one brother, he should do Chalitza with both the sisters, V'Ashnayim, and the other two brothers, then one could do Chalitza with one of them, and then the other one could do Yibam, because Mimanov Shach, that would be either his, the only option left is that he's actually marrying the Yibum of the man that he married, or he's just marrying a new woman who's not related to him whatsoever, in which case both of those examples would be totally fine. So Gemara says, but that's also, we learned that from the first point of the Mishnah, Pshita Hainarisha, that's also the case of the Mishnah's previous case, which talked about if you only have one person. It says there that if you have two brothers, one of them could do Chalitza with one of the sisters, and afterwards the other brother can do Yibum. So then there would be the same exact case repeated twice, in which case, again, the Mishnah is not necessary. So the Gemara says, Ma'od Tzema Ligzer, that this case, Trey Atuchad, I should make the Gzera of two brothers in the second case. Well, they should do Yibum because of the concern that we might allow Yibum with a single brother of Reuven, and that would be Usur, Mamash Usur for him to do, because it could be that he is being, he's going to be having relations with Achaz Chukoso, so therefore, Kamashman, therefore Mishnah tells us that we do not need to be concerned for this possibility, rather that even in this case, Reuven's, the brother, who does Chalitza with both sisters, one of the Gershon's brothers, in our example, would be allowed to do Chalitza, and the other one be allowed to do Yibum. We're not Gozer. The Gemara says, "V'tekamichlets v'adrei bume." Also, that's the point of the example, that in this case you have to do specifically in this order. The first, the one brother of Reuven, Shimon, let's say, is his brother. You have to do chalitza, and then Gershon is going to have his brother Kahas, let's say. So then Kahas also has to do chalitza, and then only that the other brother Merari, let's say, is going to then be able to do yibum. However, avay yibum bereisha lo. But if Merari, in our example, wants to do yibum first, the kapaga yivam lashuk, that would be aser for him because he'd be pogim yivam lashuk. If Gershon's brother marries, does that? That would be the problem over here because it would be prior to the fact that Reuven's brother Shimon gave chalitza, so he pretended of yivam lashuk because you'd have an iser suffik and iser deraisa at that point if Reuven's brother Shimon had not performed chalitza yet. Now that was the chiddush of that Mishnah. So lezesh naim, lezesh naim. If each one of them had two surviving brothers, one of their brothers did chalitza, and the other with one of the sisters, the other brother can do chalitza, he has to do chalitza with other ones. Afterwards, so that case, we're saying that you can do chalitza. So Gemara says, ha sulam ali, but why do I need this case? Hai nu hach. That's the same rule that we just mentioned in the previous examples of the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, here also, madalim eligzor, you would have said over here, in this case, no one thought to do Yibum. Dilbam Yavim below Chalitza, because maybe you'll come to do Yibum without Chalitza, Kamat Malan. That this case, the last part of the Mishnah, we would not have known the previous case, we would have been concerned that this case is even bigger Chashash, and therefore we're telling us that had the two brothers done Yibum, and only one of the sisters, and one of the brothers, in that case, we would have thought maybe they would come to accidentally do Yibum without doing Chalitza, and then make a Gzera, Kamash Malan, that this case also, if one of them does Chalitza, in this case, the other brother would be allowed to perform Yibum. So now the Gemara says, Ma'ishna Ma'adisnan. But now we just clarified that this case is okay. Why is this different than what we learn in the Mishnah on Chavav? The Mishnah tells us, we've quoted this Mishnah already before, because this was the concept of how far does the Zika work. So Gemara says, Arba Achid, you have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Huda, and Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, married to Sarah and Rachel, and Shnayim and Nisun Shtei Achayos, and then Reuven and Shimon die. So Sarah and Rachel now are coming before Levi and Yehuda for Yibam or Chalitza. Meisun Nisun Shtei Achayos. The lacha is Arei Lecholtos Olam Mesiavis. You're allowed to do Chalitza and not Yibam. Why is that the same example? Why can't one brother? Why can't, in our example, Levi do Chalitza to one of the sisters or to both the sisters, and then Yehuda would be allowed to do Yibam with one, to do Yibam at least with one of the sisters. Not Levi will do Chalitza with Rachel, and then Leah could do Yibam with Yehuda. So the Gemara says, "Achi Ashta, how are you comparing the two cases? Bichlal, they're completely different." Says Gemara, "Hasam." In the case of the Mishnah, we have the two sisters. So then there's a Zika bad. If we're all different, there's Yesh Zika. Then each one of the sisters has a Zika to Levi and to Yehuda. In which case you're Poga ba'achas zukukaso. In which case you're not allowed to do the Yibum. That was going to be is going to be totally usher. That's that she's rejected from that because. At the end of the day, she was zakuka to both of them, and therefore she was considered married kiilu to the other brother, and therefore it'd be like achla zakukasa, which is usher. So the Gemara says that would be pashut usher. And ilaman, even according to other mandamar there, with machlokas there that says we had machlokas amorayim about this. The svara is that it's usher because if in the example over there, if it's usher to marry in the erva of one of the people you're supposed to yibum with chalitza, even if you don't, there's ein zika, you're not allowed to mevatel the mitzvah yibum chalitza by marrying, let's say, the mother or daughter of Rachel Leah, because you're mevatel the mitzvah. So you're also usher levatel mitzvah yivamim, and so too over here, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah hacha. You'd be again the yivamim, both sisters would be usher to the surviving brothers, because at the end of the day, one brother does chalitza, the concern is that going to be that we explained before that the yavam dies, they're going to perform chalitza with the first sister, be able to chalitza with the second one as well. The concern is going to be the mitzvah, you're going to be ruining the mitzvah of chalitza here and revatel the mitzvah. So we're not allowed to do that. Hacha over here, kol gad v'gad imar didei kamish ravalei. Each one of them, you're not a zakuka there to marry him. It's different over here. Rashi says hacha zoshin is arsa mishum acha zakukaso lav yavama. So she never was your yavama. The chipaka isra acha zukukaso bechalitza, your brother's zakuka was removed by doing chalitza. Each one's going to say that one who did chalitza was for my brother. It wasn't for me. There was no real zika bond, and therefore, according to that mandamar, this would not be mevatel anything. And doing chalitza with the other brother would be totally fine in this example. And to doing yibim was different. So the Baruch Fourth Gemara comes on and says that the examples are fundamentally different cases. Now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Kam v'chantzu ein motzin. If both brothers violated this halacha, lechatzila halacha, and they decided to get married, we don't make them to get divorced. Tana Shila, the Brisa says, v'afilu shneim kohanim, even if both of them are kohanim, we don't force them to get divorced. What's the chiddush if they're both kohanim? If one of them is going to be marrying a chalutza, and one of them is marrying a chalutza, we're going to see that's an isra derabanan. A kohen is not allowed to marry a chalutza. We don't force them to get divorced. So the Gemara, my time out, because chalutza is only necessary rabbanani. Usafek chalutza lo gazir rabbanan. And concerning a possible chalutza case, the rabbanan says that she does not need to get divorced because each of the kohanim kataina that it's really my brother's one, it's not mine, and therefore each one kataina that this is only a safek chalutza and safek rabbanan lekula. So therefore, we don't force them to get divorced. So it's interesting. The Rishonim point out the rabban, the Rashba, others they say that over here, like, wait a second, the rabbanan don't let you marry them lechachila. That's still a gzera, you're right, because of this point that we know vada, one of them is violating the necessary rabbanan, but really bad time. This would be, I was wondering if this gets into the Shaila, is Safek Darabanan Lakula a Hutra or Dechuya? This would seem to be a Raya that it's Dechuya. There's a kind of Hutra Dechuya, meaning that it's only B'diavad to do it or not. Like when you have a Safek Darabanan Lakula, whatever the Shaila of Darabanan is, we have a Shaila of Darabanan, Safek Darabanan Lakula. So did that tell you that Ayelechad Chila could rely on that? Or that if only if I'm stuck, can I use a Safek Darabanan Lakula? So we seem to see over here, from this case, it seems to be a nice raya that Safek Darban Lakula is didn't only bidyevet, because here we make Xera Safek Darban Lakula. They're each not allowed to marry them, because on this one we're going to say maybe Safek Darban, maybe it's going to be creating an Isser of Chalutzoso for a Kohen. And each one could argue that, and therefore the Gemara is saying that we'd say Safek Darban Lakula in this example. And that would be an interesting halacha, but you could reject that. You could reject that this is not a raya, because you could argue on the other side that here is vad that one of them is violating the Isra Rabbanan. As a basin, we're looking at both of them trying to marry them, and we'll say that you shouldn't be doing that, and therefore one of them is violating the Isra Rabbanan of Chalutzoso, so therefore that would be not permitted. Okay, the Gemara says, wait a second though, the Gemara asks Akasha, is it really true that Bechlal Chalutza is only a Dindar Rabbanan, but Tana Doinler Rabbaisa? Grusha, the Pasuk says, by a kohen that you're not allowed to marry a grusha. Isha zonava chalot. You call it isha grusha meisha leikachu. They're not allowed to marry a person who's divorced. In the other grusha, not only an or, not allowed to marry someone who's divorced. Chalutza minayin. Where do I know that you also asked her to marry a chalutza? Tamad lamar ve'isha. Why is the lashon an extra vav? An extra word, ve'isha grusha misha. I just say isha grusha. Why is it vav? The extra vav is teaching a chiddush as a riboy. Teach you even a chalutza is asur da coin. This is a drasha. Seemingly, this drasha is in iser de oraisa. The Gemara points out, midarbanan yikra asmach tabi amahu. Ta'ina chadami. His taka is only in Isser Dirabanan. We have a Josh and a Pasuk. Some of the dresses that we have in the Gemaras are only, and Tanayim are only what's called a smach. There's only a rabbinic support for this halacha, but it's not really a full-fledged Isser Dereisa. What's the whole point of an Asmachta? What is even the nature of an Asmachta? There's a famous Ritva. I think it's in Rosh Hashanah, right? Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. There's a famous Ritva that says that really, Hashem really wanted this illusion to appear, and Chazal were Miskayim, what the Ratzon Hashem was, but still it doesn't have the tokif of a level Dereisa. But they're not just like making up Sukkim. There's another famous sheet, I think it's the Maril, that one of them say that it's, I think Maril actually, that says that no, really, what it was is it was always Takana Derabanan, but Chazal were, we had a lot of people back then also didn't like to keep Takana's Chazal, so they would say, look, there's a pasuk that says explicitly what we said. And they would like Kila pretend for a few years that this was the pasuk, and then they said, no, it really, and they pulled the fast one, it really was Derabanan. Okay, that's a very problematic statement for a few different reasons why that would be, that's allowed. Okay, that's enough for now to discuss. Now the next point in this Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Mitzvah, Begadol Liyave. Who has to do Yibum? It should be performed by the eldest brother. If the younger brother does it, he is going to be zocha in the mitzvah, and it's okay. And we say even that you don't have to, there's a penalty for a person who violates halacha, and I steal a mitzvah from you. If you have a mitzvah coming to banyu and I steal it from you, I have to pay you a fine. So here, we wouldn't say have to pay a fine, because it's really shayach to all the brothers, so therefore you're not penalized for that. So it says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, right? So, Vaya Bechor, the Pasuk, we'll read the whole Pasuk over here, the Pasuk says that, Vaya Bechor, Asher Teled Yaakov Hashem, Achiv Ameis, Loim Chashma Yisrael. That the little translation should be the firstborn that does the Yavama, the Yavam who's doing the firstborn, it's the Yavam that bears, that should succeed in the name of the Yavam's brother. So this implies that, Lechora, they should adopt the Bechor, Mikan Shemitzah Galiyavam, that implies that specifically the oldest brother, the Bechor should be the one who does it. Asher Teled, we have a prat, an exclusion. What does the Asher Teled? That you're having a child from this union of the Yavam, the now Yavama, La Islandish, and the Yoledis. This is excluding an Islandish that she can't have any children. She's Patr Langansim from the mitzvah of Yibum. Yaakum Hashem Achiv, this is teaching you. What does it mean that she succeed the name of his brother? Lanachala, to teach you that inheritance, that the teachers of the one who does Yibum inherits the entire state of his brother. That this over here is inheriting the entire state of the brother, since he has no children, that normally it would go back to his father. If the father dies, it would be divided equally amongst the brothers. Here, we're teaching you the Kiddush that you get the full estate of your brother, and it's not split up with the other brothers, you get all the estate of your brother. So Gemara says, Atah Omer L'Nachla, is it really coming to teach you the Nachla? Oh, maybe it's actually the Pshuto Tomekra, in Hashem. It says again, Asher Teled, Alekum Eishav Achav Yameis, Lemechach Yisrael. Asher Teled, who's his son? He should be called upon like the name of the father that died without any children. Which the Gemara asks, Yosef Kornos, Yosef, Yochanan Kornos, Yochanan, Yosef, Yochanan, should be calling them by their names. So the Gemara says, no. In one place we say, Nemar Kan Yakum Hashem Achiv, in one place we say, he should be succeeded by the name of his brother, Nemar Lahalan Hashem Achayem, Yikaru Benachla Sam, specifically talking about the Nachla, that other pasuk is reference to Yaakov, he's telling that Yosef is going to get a double portion for Ephraim and Manasseh. It says that Ephraim and Manasseh are going to be getting a double portion. However, their further children are going to be considered Yikar B'Nachla Sam, and be identified with regards to their inheritance. So, Mas Shem Amor La'ala Nachla, just like the Zera is teaching you that Shem, the reference to Yaakov is by inheritance, Av Shem Amor Kan La'Nachla, must be the Shem, a reference to Yibum, is also specifically reference to inheritance. So that we see that you get inherited and you don't have to call them by the name. So Gemara says, "V'loy mache shemo." Another point of this pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'loy mache shemo," which teaches you prat lisris, that sris is somebody who is was born with a defect. He's not able to have a male normal organ and have relations. So shemo mache, his name is already automatically brought out because he can't have children. A sris. So therefore, if he was married to somebody and he divides with any children, you don't have to do yibum for him. Yibum chalitza is pater from doing that. So Gemara says, "Amar Rava." That even when we have a drasha that the Rabbanan tell us is a drasha, even on the level of a daresa, the pshuto shel mikra is still going to not be disregarded. So we still expound upon it. Here, haza isek zera shava. So the apkusim pashtel lagamre, that the zera shava comes over here and entirely removes the iser from the meaning, meaning that the mitzvah from the meaning, that the simple reading I would have understood that the son of the Avim has to be named after the guy. So if Yosef was the guy who died, like the Gemara's Hamina, the son who's born, right, Shimon who took over, did Yibum, should be called Yosef, he should name his child Yosef. The Gzera Shava teaches you that no, that the Yavam is not required whatsoever to use that name when he's doing Yibum. That was apparently the Masorah that he had, that he would completely uproot to the Yavim. Is not, he doesn't have to be called the name, and he could choose whatever name he likes. The Gemara says, V'ilav Gzera Shava Hava Amina Shem Shem Imamish. The Gemara says, though, is it really true that the necessary that to say this Gzera Shava, if without the same, I would have learned this Pshuta Shemuk like Rav had suggested? The Gemara asks, though, how do you read the Pasuk, though? The man, Kamizai Rachmanel. How would the Pasuk be read? Li Yavam, if you're going to tell me it's talking about the Yavam, Yalkum Hashem Achicha Mibayilai, it should have said, if it's talking about the Yavam, it shouldn't be Achiv, reference to the guy's brother, it should be your brother, because you're the one taking him in Yibum. And now, so if it's Lebedina, now you're going to tell me that the Torah is referring to the Beistin telling him that it should be for the brother, Yalkum Hashem Achiyavim Mibayilai, it should be saying that the firstborn should succeed in the name of his father's brother. Since the Akash Baruch is referring, the Basak is telling you, it's talking about Al Shem Achiv, his brother, it's clearly self-evidently referring to the Yavam, so it follows that the term that Al Shem should be referring to the Yavam should be to Al Shem Achiyaviv. That's why do I need the Gzera Shava? So it must be you're talking about Nachlas. And where it says, "Well, Dima Achik Gamar LeRachman LeBeis." No, you could the pasuk could have been interpreted that this is what Hashem was saying to the Beis Din in the pasuk. Amrulei LeYavam Yakum Al Shem Achiv. Tell the Yavam that you should succeed the name of his brother. Therefore, it's possible to interpret the pasuk literally. El Asa Gzera Shava Abkasi LeGamar. Now the Gzera Shava is coming and teaching you that it's Ganser taking the pasuk Shul Mikra and saying that no, it doesn't mean that you should name it at all. So Gemara says, "Hash the Amar Krab the Gadol Ksiv." That's talking about the eldest brother, and not any son of the Yavam. Ima Bechor LeYavim. I should say that the Bechor could do Yibum. Pashut Lo Yavim. That any Pashut brother who's not the Bechor should not be able to do Yibum. Says Pashut Lo Yavim. I says the Gadol Bein Eka Bechor Bein Leika Bechor. If there is no case of Bechor, you should not do Yibum whatsoever. So Gemara says, Im Kain Eishes Alchav Shalei B'Alma Medina Rachman Alma. We had a whole gzera of a drasha from Kiyeshu Anashim Achim Kiyeshu. What about the Kiyeshu Achim Yachtav? And when brothers will be together, we learn that the Yachtav they have to be together. This is Lemeute Eishes Alchav Shalei B'Alma. Now, if you're going to tell me that only a bechor is able to do yibum, so pashut that your Eish Alchav Shalei B'Alma is going to be excluded because he's not the bechor. There was another brother, so obviously this other brother is not involved. So the bar says no. So then, ve'ima brother. So then, I would have said because parach avacha ve'ima lemeute buchar de'ima. This is excluding from yibum a brother who is a bechor from his mother who is not the other brother, and therefore we could say that it's coming to teach you that halacha. So Gemara says, "Hov lo matzi amri." You can't tell me that's the drasha to yibum benachla talar rachmana. We clearly learned before that the whole idea of yibum is based on inheritance. Benachla minav lo minaim. Nachla comes from the paternal lineage and not from the maternal lineage. So Gemara says, "Ve'ima." Similar to what we suggesting before, I think I said accidentally that there was no, that only when there's a Bechor should even apply, that only the Bechor should apply to the when there's a Bechor. But that if the younger brothers would still be shy. Here we're saying that when there's a Bechor, you should do Yibum. When there's no Bechor, there should be no Yibum whatsoever. At this point, we're suggesting, Vaya Bechor, teaching you literally that if there's a Bechor, Taka, if there's a Bechor, this whole lach applies. There's no Bechor, there's no lach whatsoever. So says the Gemara, no, Amar Kra. Amar kra umes echad mehem. And one of them dies. Milo askin of the mace bechor. And one of them dies. And it sounds like maybe the bechor dies and still the younger one's doing yibum. So Gemara says, no, maybe it's the mace echad mehem. Rachmana le'avin bechor. It's talking about the younger brother dies. And yes echad mehem is not one of the brothers, specifically the younger brother. Yeah, right. It says one of them. And echadami though. It really meant one of them, meaning the younger brother. So Gemara says, harat miyat rachmana ishachav zhalama. But again, then you'd have the kasha that we have the miyot of the pasuk ki yeshu anashim yachdav that the younger brother is going to be pater from yibum when Shaloya Balama, implying that the younger brother normally does have the chiyav of yibum, so therefore we see from here that yibum should apply when you have a younger brother, not necessarily the older brother. So Gemara says, "Ve'ima." So no, again, the Gemara keeps persisting, trying to ask kasha. Kileka bechor kadem katan zacha, ve'iika bechor kadem katan lo zacha. That when there is no Bechor in a Chanami, then the younger brothers could do it. However, if there is a Bechor in the family, and one of the other brothers died, if the younger brother did it, it's not considered part of the mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah, the main mitzvah, really the old mitzvah, would be first on the Bechor. And then if he doesn't do it, then they could give it to him. He says no, then he could do the younger brothers. Yeshu Achim Yachtav. Huksha Yeshivas Achim Zelaz. That all brothers are compared to one, that they're all equally Shayach for Yibum. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ema ki'ika bechor lehadir agadol ki'ika bechor ein chozin etzal gadol." Maybe we should say, when there's a bechor, we go over to the oldest one, the bechor. However, if there's no bechor, all the brothers are equal. We don't necessarily all ask the older brother. We say any of the brothers, any of you want to do yibum chalitza, and whoever answers first would be able to yibum rather first. Then we ask the ones to do chalitza. So the Gemara says no, because that alama tane abayek shisha mitzvah v'gadol yavim. Abayek shisha teaches us that's not the case. So whenever there is any older surviving brothers, whoever they are, even if it's not a bechor, if it's a second brother, third brother, still he does yibum. So then lo ratzah ochin atzach, lo ratzah chozin atzach gadol. We ask all the younger brothers, and if there's like let's say five brothers. So the middle brother died. So we start with the oldest brother, Bechor. Let's say the oldest brother died. So that's the second brother. And so on and so forth. They go to the second, third, fourth, fifth. And then if all of them say no, then Loris Chozer and Tzagada, then we go back to the eldest one and ask him if he wants to do Yibum. So again, what do we see? That it should be going to the oldest one. Why don't we learn Bechor? Gemara says no, ki Bechor, it's like a Bechor. Ma Bechor, Bechorosa Garmelo, the Bechor, his status of being the oldest, is gives him the precedence. Av Gadol, Gadolosa Garmelo, the fact that you're the Gadol, you're the oldest one, that gives you the Chashivos that you should be the one who you should be doing Yibo. That gives you the precedence. The Gemara goes right to the Gemara says, Ve'ema, Kimiyabim Bechor, Lishkol Nachala, Akiyabim Pashut, Lo Lishkol Nachala, that maybe we should say the only one of Bechor, he could get the Nachala, because the Pasuk says specifically, Vaya Bechor, and afterwards it says that he should be the one who is going to be, who's going to be getting him. Yishim Achav Ameitz, Velo Yimach Hashem of Yisrael, and the Amshech Pasuk says that he's going to get in the Nachala. So maybe only, it's Pasuk a Shayach to only a Bechor, not to anybody else. So the Gemara says no, because I'm a Krah. Yaakov Hashem Achiv, that he's succeeding the name of his brother. Harei Kam, and here he's succeeding the name of his brother by doing that. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela Bechor Dekar Rachmana." When a Bechor that the Yavam calls the firstborn, turning on to the next level, Lemay Hilchasa. What's the halacha that he's considered that he's taking over? Shouldn't it just be this eldest brother perform the Yibum? So the Gemara says, "Legrus is actually halacha teaching this, actually detracting from the one of the rights of the Yavam that what man Bechor ain't a notel baroi kevam uchsak." That a Bechor we know, he doesn't take in a general halacha, if Yaakov dies, so he has Reuben and Shimon, so Reuben is entitled to a double portion versus Shimon. What if Yaakov was owed money, he doesn't get the money back? So even though he's going to be getting the money that expires, let's say in a week, we don't assume Reuben gets a double portion of that. Only what's taka there right now. All the assets that they have there, they split it up, then Reuben will get a double portion, but not the halachas of Roy. So if you have him also in a note to Kuram Mosak, you don't take the extra portion of his father's perspective things that he's getting as done by his father. Rashi implies over here that Yavam takes a double portion even after the father's life. You do Yibum. That's again, you have Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuben dies without any children. Shimon does Yibum. So now the Gemara is assuming that Rashi is assuming actually that Shimon, if he once he inherits, when he takes Reuben, he takes the Nachla of Reuben also, he gets a double portion. And now if Yaakov subsequently dies, then Shimon will get a double portion, and then Levi only gets one portion, and Shimon gets 2/3, and Levi gets a 1/3, meaning that he gets a double portion. So that's the Shita of Rashi. However, many Rishonim disagree with Rashi based on the Bahag, who says that the Yavam does not get a double portion if the father dies. Rather, Gemara is telling us that the Roikim Mutzach is talking about the Yavam's right to inherit the person only is going to be for the Roikim Mutzach. That according to the explanation, if Reuben and Shimon and Levi are brothers, and Yaakov dies, and then Reuben dies, Shimon takes the Yibum, then Shimon receives Reuben's estate. That would be the case. However, if it's the reverse, like Rashi said, according to Bahag, you would not have this halacha. Very interesting. Okay, next point, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hanitan ala Shifcha. If one hears all these rumors that he had Bia, he had relations with a Shifcha Knainis, right? One of the Shifcha Knainis, a non-Jewish slave. Vinishtachara, and then she later was set free, or he himself set her free. Or that he had Bia with a non-Jew. Vinishkaya, and then she decided to convert. He should not marry her because of the laws. Everyone's going to assume it's Asur Daraisa, according to Rambam, to have Bia with a non-Jew or with a Shifcha. Once she converts, that is going to be permitted to marry them. However, the Rabbanim made the fact that you have laws over here, people are going to then come to assume you had relations with them before, and when they are violating Yisurim Deraisa. So Rev Im Kanas, Ein Motzim Biyado. If he does, we don't force him to get divorced. Hanita Nal Eishas Ish. If someone had rumors about having Bia with an Eishas Ish, the Otsiyam Itachas Yado, and the court forces this lady, that again, so there's Reuven married to Sarah, and this random guy, Yisachar, not related, was having rumors, it's going to be Machulkas over here, have rumors, or Mamish, have two Edim that said that they had relations together, this Yisachar and Sarah, and then Reuven divorces her. So then, even if the Yisachar decides to then later marry her, that would be we make them get divorced because an Isser Saita to her Boel, Kishin Shasa the Boel, Kishin the Boel, that's a Joshua de Reisa, and Isser Sota the Baila, she's Asher de Reisa to then be with her husband if she cheated on her husband. She's also Asher de Reisa to marry to be with the Boel. So therefore, there's an Isser de Reisa that we're Machmir that you're not allowed to, even if you got married to her, we make you get divorced. So Gemara now points out that, wait a second, the Mishnah said that if you're converting, that ha-giyor es mi'ahave, that still the it's going to be a legitimate convert in this case where you are converting just because you want to marry the Jew. For a minute, we have a stira though. The Brisa tells us, echad ish and isgayar l'shum isha. If a man is only converting for a woman, ve'echad ish and isgayar l'shum isha, or a woman converting for the sake of marrying a man. Chem ish and isgayar l'shum shulchan melachem. If somebody was converting literally for a shulchan melachem, a king's table. Some say it means that he's just that the Jews are very wealthy, so he wants to convert to be part of the Jewish religion because they're very wealthy and they have good connections. L'shum avdei shlomo, or for the sake of drawing shlomo's servants who are very powerful, very rich. Einam Gerim, these are not going to be considered legitimate converts because they have ulterior motives when converting. The whole Gerishin, the whole Gerus rather, is going to be considered invalid. Echad Gerai Arayas, if you're converting for the sake of, you're afraid of lions, so you only convert because at that point. Echad Gerai Chalamos, so you're inspired by your dreams. Echad Gerai Mordechai Esther, but the pasuk says, right? Which means that they literally converted. Well, so that Einam Gerim, that's not legitimate Gerim. Achi is Garma Bismanazan until they Achi is Garma Bismanazan, unless they convert like they do nowadays. Nowadays they convert for an ulterior motive. The Gemara says, Bismanazaka, only over now, in the times of Tanaim, that previous to Tanaim, they were considered there's no valid converts whatsoever. So it says the Gemara knows. The Gemara says, Ayla Ema Kivis Manazan. It's like the time that they don't have any ulterior motives, but if they convert without ulterior motives back then, also they would accept it. So Gemara says, "Ha'itmar Allah, I'm Rebbe Yitzchak Marshmul, I'm Rachamid Rav. Halachid, Rebbe Omer, El Kulam Gerim." And we disagree with this. We don't paskin like Rebbe Nechemi. It's a das yachid. We paskin that like a Masorah, the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe Nechemi. We hold that if you're converting for ulterior motives, that would still be a valid kedushin. Now, lechachila, we let accept you. You're valid for your marriage, but no, but yevet, that's chal. Or you let accept it. That's not so pashut. That's a famous Shuta Achiezer. The Achiezer discusses this. He says. He talks about this, and he finds Kadim Lehetzer, but that's unfortunately a Metzias that apply a lot as one as that. People are dating non-Jews who come from somewhere Orthodox homes, and that's a big shayla. Are they allowed to convert? That's, we rely on it, but that's not so pashut. Yachid, Gemara says, Yachid, lechachila dami. So then also, why can't they marry in the first place? Why do we lechachila tell them not to get married? Mishum dervasi, dervasi, that we want to, haser mimcha akshus pe lezasus vasayim, that we don't want you to look bad. And it looks very bad in this case, it looks very bad, so therefore, you shouldn't have people saying bad things about you. Oh, look, they were, unfortunately, whatever. Yeah, you're right. Okay, you were dating them before, so clearly you're now you're probably related to them. You're marrying, you're having be with them, and now all of a sudden they're converting. So that's not so not a good thing to do, and therefore you want to avoid that, and therefore you shouldn't marry them. Lechatchila. Tana Rabbanan Rabbanan, right? So in Mekav and Gerim Muslim Mashiach. In the time of Mashiach, we're not going to accept any Gerim because they're going to be doing it for ulterior motives, which is part of the Jewish religion. We know that in times of David and Shlomo, people are just converting for ulterior motives, so we don't accept them. Amar Belazar Ma'akra, what's the pasuk that we're not going to accept them in the times of Muslim Mashiach? Hein gor yegor efes moisi mi geri tach alecha yipol. The pasuk says, the one who was willing to convert, let it convert without me. When he saw it was without me, well, who converts with them in the time when they're with me? Meaning, Olam Haba, this implying that the time when everybody sees that Kaisal, because Baruch is with us, the others are not going to be accepted because that's already too late. They missed their opportunity. Next point of the Mishnah, Anita Na'ish Ish, someone who was subject to rumors that he had Bia with an Ish Ish. We're asking now, Omar Rav, this specifically is talking about Be'edim, that they were only witnesses who testified that they had Bia. But if there's only Laz Balma, there's only rumors about adultery, we do not force the second husband to divorce her. Granted, again, you shouldn't let Chachila do this, but he's saying that only if you mamash have an Isra Dereisa, which would be only through Edim, the only time you're going to have an Isra Sota Labayla is when you had Edim. See them actually be Sosa or whatever, that, or if there was no Isra, they didn't actually formally warn about this, the Isra Sota, so you just said Yichud, we don't know, so then we would assume that you would not be allowed, you would not force them to get divorced. Some Rav Sheshes, Amina, Kinayim, Moshachev, Amayla, Shemaita. So is it really possible? Rav said this must be when you're sleeping, he said this Svara. You never would have said this Svara. Otherwise, why? Because the Tanya was learning Brisa. Anita na ishes ish. Someone who started the rumors about ishes ish. Vayotza yado. Someone that, and also the based in forced to divorce her on this thing. Miniskarsha mitachas yada acher. Then she married and was divorced from another person. Now the lacha is imkin is vayotzi. The lacha is we don't divorce her. So the Gemara asks, what's this Brisa talking about? Heichidami id ika idim. We're talking the case where there was people who witnessed this case of adultery. Ki asa acher v'asik elakala mayave. When another marriage comes and stops the call, mayave. What's going to be with that? The rumor is not going to be the maker permitted to the so to over here. Ella loved the Edim. It must be the delayed Edim. It must be the Brisa specifically talking about when there was no witnesses, and yet that was the halacha that the halacha would be the time of the Isa Acher Vayasik Elakala, that someone was stopping the rumors. Another witness came and said there was no Bia, there was no anything. I saw these people. They made it up on that day, that Tuesday. You claim Tuesday night that they were together. Tuesday night he was with me at the bowling alley. There was no way that it possibly happened. He ruins the call. Everybody hears, oh Taka, we made this whole rumor. We feel badly. So that would be the case. Halava Achim Afkina though. Without this, we would force them, even if we don't have witnesses. So again, this Brisa seems to be preferish against Rav. So Gemara says how he's going to answer the halacha. Rav is going to answer the following. Who adin the afagav did lo asi achar v'asik elakala. Really, the halacha is the same, that even if the marriage, that one does not come to stop the rumor, i'ika edim mafkinan. If there are witnesses to see this bia, then we're going to make them get divorced. Ilek edim lo mafkinan. If there are no witnesses, we are not going to require them to get divorced. V'halacha gamar. And this is what the Brisa means to say when it introduces the circumstances. The afagav the asa achar v'asik elakala. Even though there's another one who comes and stops the rumor, l'chachil ol'ichnos, he should not marry her. This isn't implying that we would force divorce in absence of witness. This is not telling us this halacha. The Gemara says, "Meisiv edo." Another kash against Rav. The Medor, when do we say this halacha? Is kishein labanim, when she has no children from the first marriage. If she has children from the first marriage, lo tete, she should not be divorced from the second husband. because, and that's going to cause your children to be considered mamzerim. The imba edei tuma. However, if the witnesses came and said, testified against her, fili yesh lakama banim teite, we forced her to divorce from the second one because we're assuming that she mamash had relations be isra. So we see, and the first children might not be your children, they're going to be kosafik mamzerim. So we see that the Bryce is telling us when there are no children, the person has to divorce the woman, even if there are no witnesses. This is against Rav. So what are we going to do? Rav Moki Lenu Masnisin, Bishi Yesh Labanim. Rav is going to tell that the Mishnah is talking about a case where they have children in the first marriage. V'yesh La'edim, and therefore there aren't witnesses to saw the act of adultery. Since there are children, therefore we don't need to divorce them, except for when you have witnesses. However, Rav is telling us, he never intended us the witnesses are always necessary. That's the point. So Gemara says, my book there, Rav, Lukman Masnisin, V'yesh Labanim, V'yesh La'edim. Why does Rav so forced to say that she has children and there were witnesses? Why can't he just say, V'tamadika Edim Afkinan, because there are witnesses, V'ilik Edim Lam Afkinan, if there was no witnesses, you not divorce her. Lukman V'she Labanim. Why didn't just Rav say the case? It's talking about where there were no children. And in the first marriage, Avakav the Lake Adam, and there's also no witnesses, and the Mishnah is telling you, you're not allowed to get married. And we would force a divorce. Because Rav was bothered by the Mishnah. They require a husband to divorce her. Listen, why don't we just say Hotsia, that the husband divorced her on his own, not Hotsi'ua, that they took her out and forced her, the beast and forced him to get divorced because she was a Sota Labaila. Why didn't just the husband decide to divorce her because he heard these rumors? Ella, Koshi Hotsia Basin, whenever the Basin were forced to divorce, is Basin Be'edim Amafke, only with regards to testimony. Therefore, that's what led Rav to have this point. And the Gemara suggests, Vibai Sima, or we could just another answer. Hane Masnisa Rebbi. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rebbi. And Rav disputes them. The sign that we learn in the Braisa, Rochel Yosef Isha Chogeres Besina. If the perfume of a peddler, leaving the wife tying onto her with the things, Besina is belt. Amar Rebbi Hoel Mechor Davar. Since this clearly sounds like the fact that they had relations there, you can't see it, but they removed these things. They were obviously committing, removing their pants, removing their clothing to start having relations. Tate say she should be divorced. Rok lamala min akila. If in other words, the husband found the spit saliva above where the bed is, and how did this guy get here? Amar Rebbe, ha'ol mechor adavar, tate say she should be divorced from her husband. So we see that Rebbe says that even on account of rumors, you get divorced. Since it's the grounds for the divorce, it's only grounds to say that the sota, the suspected sota, should be usher to the person we think she had bia with. In this case, it would be the peddler. In our case, it would be this person. So therefore, Rav disagrees. He holds do not have a get a divorce based on a rumor. Therefore, even if he does divorce her, this is going to be a case that, according to Rav, only in a case where the husband is obligated to divorce his wife, then she becomes usher to him through a sota, through witnesses. That would be the case. Therefore, Rav interprets the Mishnah as referring to different case, not be Aliba de Rebbe. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.